So good, so good, so good.
It's time to save. Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Thursday, take an extra 25% off clearance. All sales final. Hurry, shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today. Please see NordstromRack.com or ask a store associate for details.
The DSW Black Friday sale is on. Take 30% off almost everything in stores and online right now. Yep, you heard that right, 30% off. Stock up on new shoes, bags, and extras for you and yours from all the gift-worthy brands you love. But hurry, Black Friday can't last forever. Get to your DSW store or DSW.com ASAP to save big. Exclusions apply. Details at DSW.com.
Let's talk about something that's not always top of mind, but still really important. Life insurance. Why? Because it offers financial protection for your loved ones and can help them pay for things like a mortgage, credit card debt. It can even help fund an education. And guess what? Life insurance is probably a lot more affordable than you think. In fact, most people think life insurance is 3 times more expensive than it is. So with State Farm Life Insurance, you can protect your loved ones without breaking the bank. Not sure where to start? State Farm has over 19,000 local agents that can help you choose an option to fit your needs and budget. Get started today and contact a State Farm agent or go to statefarm.com.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hugh. Scientists are getting closer and closer to giving the powers of telepathy to humans thanks to brain-computer interfaces. In his 2024 talk, researcher Chin-Teng Lin shows us an EEG headset that can turn silent thought into words with rather remarkable accuracy. Check it out.
How often are you frustrated by the time it takes to accurately get things in your mind into a computer? It is even worse for people like me, whose first language is not based on letters. I live and work in Australia, but I am originally from Taiwan. I moved to Sydney 8 years ago and now run an university research center there. Most of us use keyboard every day to get things in our mind into the computer. We have to learn to type. The fact that you have to learn to do some things shows how unnatural it is. The finger-driven touch screen has been around for 60 years. It's convenient, but it's also slow. There are other ways to control the computers, joystick or gestures, but they are not very useful in capturing the words in your mind. And it is worse, they are critical to communication for human beings. The problem is about to be over because of AI. Today, I will show you how AI can turn the speech in your mind into words on screen. Getting from the brain to the computer efficiently is a real bottleneck for any computer application. It has been my passion for 25 years. Many of you, or most of you, have heard of brain-computer interface, BCI. I have been working on BCI for the direct communication between the brain and machine since 2004. I developed a series of EEG headsets that do this. But they are not new. What is new is an interface that works in a natural way based on how our brain is working naturally. Imagine reading words when someone is thinking, translating the brain signals into words. Today, you will see this in action, and with no implant. We are using AI to decode the brain signals on the top of your head and identify the biomarkers of speaking. That means that you can send the words in your mind into the computer with wearable technology. It's exciting, I believe it will open up the bottleneck of how we engage with computers. We are making exciting progress in decoding EEG to testers. It's natural. We have had very promising results in decoding EEG when someone is speaking aloud. The frontier we are working on now is to decode EEG when the speech is not spoken aloud. The words flow in your mind when you are listening to others or when you are talking to yourself or thinking. We are well on the way to make it a reality. I'm going to invite two of my team, Charles and Daniel, to show it to us again. This is the first world premiere for us. We are getting around 50% accuracy in decoding the brain signals into words when someone is speaking silently. Here shows how it will work. We have a collection of words that we have trained our technology with. They are combined into sentences. Charles will select one sentence, and Daniel will read the sentence word by word silently and produce the brain signals that will be picked up by our sensors. Our technology will decode the brain signals into words. We pick up the brain signals with sensors and amplify and filter them to reduce the noise and get the right biomarkers. We use AI for the task. We use deep learning to decode the brain signals into the intended words. And then we use the large language model to make the match of the decoded words and make up for the mistakes in EEG decoding. All of this is going on in the AI. But for the user, the interaction is natural, through thoughts and in natural language. We are very excited about the advances that we are making in understanding words and sentences. Another thing that is very natural to people is looking at something that has their attention. Imagine if you could select an item just by looking at it, not by picking it off the shelf or punching a code into the vending machine. 2 years ago, in a project about hands-free control of robot, we were very excited about the robot control via visual identification of the flickers. We are now beyond that. We need not any flicker. The AI is making it natural. Daniel is going to look at the photos and select an item in his mind. If it is working as it should, you will see the select item pop up on screen. We use photos for this because they are very controllable. To show that this is not all, but just built into my presentation, Charles will pick up one item for Daniel to select in mind. Please, Charles. It's car. It's a car. So when Daniel was dead, the car in his mind. Temper is incorrect. It's unlucky that the 30% error rate came with us again. Let's invite Charles Daniel to show it again. When Daniel selects an item in his mind, his brain recognizes and identifies the object and triggers his EEGs or technology, decode the triggers. We are working on our way to the technical challenges. We will work on overcoming the interference issue. That's why I ask the phone to be turned off. Different people have different neural signatures, which are important to decoding accuracy. One reason I brought Daniel along here is because he can give off great neural signatures. Yeah, he can give us the neural signature as far as our technology is concerned. There are steel cable here as well. It is not yet very portable. Probably one biggest barrier to people to using this will be, how do I turn it off? Any one of you will have had times when you are happy that people you are with don't know what you are really thinking. There are serious privacy and ethics issues that will have to be dealt with. I am very passionate about how important this technology can be. One exciting point is linking the brain-computer interface to the wearable computers. You already have a computer on your head. The brain will be a natural interface. It is not only about controlling a computer. The natural BCI also provides another way for people to communicate with people. For example, it allows people who are not able to speak can communicate with others, or such as when privacy or silence are required. If your idea of nature is a lovely forest, you could wonder how nature this could be. My answer is nature language, is the nature thought process that you are using. There are no unnatural imprint in your body. I am challenging you to think about what you regard as natural communication. Turning the speech in your mind into words. There is a standard way to finish up when talking with people. You say, just think about it. I hope you are as excited as we are for the prospect of a future in which, when you just think about some things, the words in your mind appear on screen. Thank you.
That was Chinten Leng at TEDAI Vienna in 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Autumn Thompson, and Alejandra Salazar. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Taubner and Daniela Balarezo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
You know, as a busy mom, There are lots of ways you can help yourself fall asleep. You could
stare blankly at the ceiling and replay every conversation you've ever had, count sheep, have a debate with your pillow, give up caffeine, try acupuncture, and buy a weighted blanket that will make you sweat profusely. Or you could try some milk, which has nutrients that support healthy sleep. Visit GonnaNeedMilk.com for more info, and for everyone's sake, please, don't give up caffeine.
So good, so good, so good.
It's time to save. Clear the Rack is on at your Nordstrom Rack store. Now through Thursday, take an extra 25% off clearance. All sales final. Hurry, shop this sale at Nordstrom Rack today. Please see NordstromRack.com or ask a store associate for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.